The American Republic, Chapter 1, Section 2, Cities and Empires. Rumors of a lost city led American historian Hiram Bingham to the mountains of Peru in 1911. Bingham followed a steep mountain trail, pulling himself along by grabbing vines. After many hours of climbing, he reached a clearing. Suddenly he saw acres of huge, crumbling walls and pillars of white stone covered with vines and moss. "It fairly took my breath away," wrote Bingham. He knew that these temples and monuments were the remains of a very advanced people. Early American Civilizations. Bingham had discovered the ruins of an early Inca city, Machu Picchu. It is a small city. Machu Picchu covers only about 5 square miles. But it is an extraordinary place. Its structures, carved from the gray granite of the mountaintop, are wonders of design and craftsmanship and equal the achievements of the civilizations of Europe, Asia, and Africa. Long before the arrival of Europeans in the early 1500s, several great civilizations, or highly developed societies, arose in present-day Mexico and in Central and South America. These civilizations built enormous cities in thick jungles and on mountaintops that were hard to reach. They also developed complex systems for writing, counting, and tracking time. Among the largest and most advanced of these early civilizations were the Olmec, the Maya, the Aztec, and the Inca. Each civilization spread out over hundreds of miles, included millions of people, and thrived for centuries. The Olmec flourished between 1500 BC and 300 BC along the Gulf Coast of what are now Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras. Olmec farmers produced enough food to sustain cities containing thousands of people. Olmec workers sculpted large stone monuments and built stone pavements and drainage systems. Their civilization strongly influenced their neighbors. The Maya. The Maya built their civilization in the steamy rainforests of present-day Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and Belize. They planted maize, beans, sweet potatoes, and other vegetables. They also pulled enormous stones from the earth to build monuments and pyramids that still stand today. Much of this labor was performed by enslaved people, usually prisoners of war. Mayan cities. By AD 300, the Maya had built many large cities. Each city had at least one stone pyramid. Some pyramids reached about 200 feet, the height of a 20-story building. Steps ran up the pyramid sides to a temple on top. The largest Mayan city, Tikal, in present-day Guatemala, was surrounded by 5 pyramids. The temples on top of the pyramids were religious and governmental centers. Wearing gold jewelry and detailed headdresses, the priests in the temples performed rituals dedicated to the Mayan gods. On special days, the city's people attended religious festivals. The Maya believed the gods controlled everything that happened on earth. Because only the priests knew the gods' wishes, the priests held great power in Mayan society and made most of the important decisions. The civilization of the Maya was a theocracy, a society ruled by religious leaders. To keep accurate records for their religious festivals, the Maya became skilled astronomers. The Mayan priests believed that the gods were visible in the stars, sun, and moon. They used their knowledge of the sun and stars to predict eclipses and to develop a 365-day calendar. Their desire to measure time increased their knowledge of mathematics. The Maya also developed a form of writing called hieroglyphics. Hieroglyphics use symbols or pictures to represent things, ideas, and sounds. Transport and trade. The Maya did not have wheeled vehicles or horses, so everything they transported over land was carried on human backs. Mayan traders traveled on a network of roads that had been carved out of the jungle. Farmers brought maize and vegetables to outdoor markets in the cities. They exchanged their crops for cotton, cloth, pottery, deer meat, and salt. Mayan traders also transported goods by water. Mayan canoes traveled up and down Mexico's east coast. The canoes carried jade statues, turquoise jewelry, cacao beans for making chocolate, and other goods to traders throughout a large area. Decline of a civilization. Around AD 900, the Maya civilization in the lowlands began to decline. By AD 1100, the great cities were almost ghost towns. The jungle crept back across the plazas, roads, and fields. No one knows what caused the decline. Perhaps slaves and farmers revolted against their Mayan masters. Perhaps the soil became too exhausted by erosion and fire to produce enough food for the people. The Maya civilization collapsed, but descendants of the Maya still live in parts of Mexico and Central America.